Dive in or give a couple more minutes?
You could start. Yeah.
So beautiful to see all of you. New faces and people I know. And I know that people are kind of going to be popping on and off throughout the time. So thank you, though, for being here. We wanted to start out first by showing up and, the reality that there's a lot of, angst and fear and stuff stirring in people right now, and especially today in this big moment in the US at least, and really the world at large. And so we wanted to really bring in a quick breath practice that just helps to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, which is a calming, it'll help to calm any nerves, and will also reset the primal brain. So first, we're just inviting you to take some breaths with a bit of a longer exhale than an inhale. So this will activate the parasympathetic nervous system. And this is something you can do all the time. Last night I was so wired, and Gabrielle and I at 10 at night were like, I think we're going live tomorrow. We gotta do this. We gotta, show up and help people. And we were both really like on fire. And I was like laying in bed doing this practice and really helping calm that intense feeling inside. And it helped me really go to sleep. So this is something you can use in a lot of different ways. So let's take, if it feels good for you, take a few breaths, and you can, if you take a four count on the inhale, take a five or six count on the exhale. And we'll go from there. So. And as we land in the breath, really wanting to just acknowledge everyone that's here. And if you want to pop in the chat, your name, your pronoun, and if you know the indigenous land that you're on, who are the original occupants, you can put that in the chat for us. I'm Chloe Urban. I go by she, her. And I live in Portland. I'm not there at the moment, but I live in Portland, and one of the tribes that were on the land that I live on are, well, it's the Wabanaki Confederacy. So, and you all can put that in if you know and want to, and we'd love to just weave that honoring of all the Indigenous peoples that were here long before us. Beautiful. And another practice, just acknowledging that primal brain fight, flight, freeze that we can get into in times like these. And another beautiful, quick, and easy reset is also with the breath, but it's intentionally going in and sending a little nudge to the primal brain, actual primal brain located in the back here of the kind of at the brainstem there. So what we're gonna do, if it feels good for you, another thing you can weave into your life is right behind the earlobes, at the base of that hard bone there behind the earlobes, you can press in there on the inhale, releasing on the exhale for three breaths, and then you can reverse it and press on the exhale and release on the inhale for three breaths. And basically, we're giving a little information to the primal brain that it can soften, and doesn't need to be in that active fight, flight, freeze. So breathing in, pressing in, and releasing. Breathing in, pressing in, and releasing. Breathing in, pressing in, and releasing. And then reversing. So breathing in and pressing on the exhale. Breathing in, pressing on the exhale. Breathing in. And one more pressing on the exhale. Beautiful. I am just seeing people's beautiful. People's locations and names and pronouns. Thank you for putting them all in the chat. We have people from Connecticut and Rhode Island and Durham, North Carolina. Beautiful. New York, Northampton.
I love seeing the indigenous names and people and how many of you know whose land you're on, whose stolen land you're on. And I'm appreciating how many people have awareness about this. And I encourage you to keep learning and to learn as much as you can about who those people are and were. And it's really important that we acknowledge where our land came from. Thank you. I'm really moved by that.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Thank you. Mm. Do you want to say anything to land us? And then, I mean, I can just sort of give the arc here. We're thinking we'll do a quick sort of tuning in meditation piece to really help us with a bigger perspective, knowing that yes, today is a big day. And yes, of course we want it to go the way we want it to go. And yet it's not the end of anything. And whoever is elected isn't going to, you know, save or rescue us as a nation or us as a people, and that it's really our, you know, prerogative and our mission here to help you all and support you all in standing up and joining together and, you know, working towards a more connected, loving, kind country that really values all of humanity. And so we're going to do a bit of a meditation piece and then sort of drop into more of, you know, Gabriella, you want to speak to what you're envisioning? We may drop into some channeling and or really just being with insights and support and helping bring some perspective to this big moment.
Yeah. And I think linking together, you know, really getting together and maybe making some time for your voices and experiences and what you're holding, we'll see where we go. You know, I think that we're so crazy improv, the two of us, when it comes to these things. Yeah. I wanted to feel what you needed from us. And I really feel like I want to feel you and be in it and hold the space to be in it together. It's always representative to me, the more people that say yes and show up, and like how much of a need there is to have each other and how important it is that we are not alone, you know, and because there are so many people alone. And when we have the privilege and capacity to be together, to really use that as a resource that can fuel us and even calm us and center us so that we can show up more powerfully in all the places that we do and need to. And so that's mostly my intention for today. It definitely felt last night the buzz of how intense people's lives are right now. And this, you know, the COVID, the 2020 COVID intensity into this, you know, really loud, clear experience of racism. I mean, I'm just so grateful for our screens and videotapes and cameras that are actually like cataloging these racist, horrific tragedies and forcing some of us to actually see them in such fine detail in this reality check of what goes on in America, the United States of America. So, you know, for me that it feels like it just created a trajectory of a new movement and really wanting to be in that movement with you and with whoever wants to be, to really look at like, what does it take? What does it take to dismantle oppression on this earth? And who would we be? And who are we? And what are we doing? And how do we link up the resources and connect to one another? So hoping that today is somewhat restorative and connecting and has some perspective and also is just a place for you to reach in and feel somewhat held in this process. So thank you all for showing up. I know you make a difference to each other. You know, if you can open the screen for a second and look at who's here with you and just see the names and the faces of the circle we're in and just recognize and meet one another in that way. I think it's beautiful to kind of just peer in for a minute and be like, right. You know, I think we have like 37 people on here now. So some faces you'll know and some you won't. Yeah.
Goodness.
Thank you.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for showing up.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh my goodness, so many like people I haven't seen or heard from in so long. It's so sweet to have you all here.
Good. So why don't you bring us in with a visualization? And so this part of the work is just to land in yourself. And I invite you to just feel. Like, don't worry about if what you're feeling is what you want to be feeling. If she's sending you on a journey into the woods and you want to go to the, you know, ocean, go to the ocean. If you're distracted, just be with being distracted. Like, this part of the visualization is really designed so that you actually can just be with yourself. And there's no right or wrong way to be human. And these moments bring a lot of sensation. And so I invite you to really track your own sensational body. Our bodies are just piles of sensations, really. And to just track and feel what's going on for yourself and to notice. And how often do we take the time to notice without trying to fix it or change it? And so if there's nothing to fix or change and you're just going to take a minute to actually be with yourself and to be in a circle with others doing the same, knowing that the more we each do that, the more we make room for one another to just learn ourselves. You know, we're the amazing part of being a journey is that we're such tiny little bodies. Even if we weigh 500 pounds, we're tiny little bodies in the center of this powerful soul thread. And our souls, you know, they know why we're here. You know, we know why we're here. And so when we listen, we hear a lot of chatter. Some of that feels negative. Some of that feels uncomfortable. Some of that feels anxious or depressed or dissociated. And yet every single sensation that you feel is a communication from your soul. What upsets you? What inspires you? What disturbs you? It's all a communication from your soul. I'm having a very different experience than you are right now because I'm the me I am, you know? Mm-hmm. So this kind of interesting piece of how we allow ourselves to listen that deeply. And so this, again, Chloe will bring you on a journey. And what I invite is that you use the space and her words or not to just be with you and to recognize that like all the things happening are happening because because your soul is speaking mm-hmm. and it's always speaking. And, you know, again, the things that disturb us, they disturb us for a reason. You know, that soul is loud. There's something we want and long for and why we embody. And so to feel, I invite that real feel, sit in it and recognize that no sensation is wrong. It's just information. So thank you, Chloe. I really love your visualizations. And so
thank you. And
I invite you all to just enjoy the cadence of her voice and presence and be where you want to go.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm so thrilled to be here and able to offer. And also I'm just reminded as you're speaking, Gabrielle, of the soul, we call it soul speak, but whatever it is that we're driven to do, you know, in this time, there have been people you know, making calls, a million calls to a million different places. There have been people traveling. There are people at the polls. There are not, there are, you know, all, there's been so much and so many different ways in which we can show up here in this moment. And I've been seeing and so in awe of how many different ways and capacities people are showing up. And I also would just want to name that there's no wrong way to show up. And there, it's not like, oh, we're sitting here and now we have to feel like we didn't do enough or this or that thing. It's like our souls were stirring and brought us to exactly where we needed to be to show up in this moment. And there's no wrong way to do that. And really just wanting to name that as well. And honor all the different paths and all the different souls that found themselves in the exact place that they were drawn to or called to be, and ways to show up in this moment in history, in their story. So also wanting to name that too. And I feel like I'll bring that in as well to the meditation here. So if it feels good for you, you're welcome to close your eyes, or you can keep a soft gaze if that helps you stay more embodied here, and whatever feels good to you. Inviting you to sink into your breath. Scanning your body, feeling where you might be holding tension, fear, terror, contraction, pain. Breathing into those places, allowing them to soften. And also knowing that every sensation is a communication. So it's not to dismiss the communication of the body, but it's to bring attention and awareness that there's communication always there and present for us. Inviting with every breath that communication can become more clear, come into your awareness. Noticing the weight of your body on the earth beneath you, the chair or the floor or the bed, wherever you are. I know some people are in the car, so on the car seat that you're sitting in. And feeling the weight of your body. Feeling the roots, the energetic roots that go down from your body deep into the earth, connecting you. The beautiful resource of Earth, the grounded resource. And with each exhale, I invite you to release or clear whatever energy that just feels like it's no longer serving you. If there's fear or contraction that doesn't actually feel required to hold on to anymore, allowing that exhale to flush it down through the body and into the earth. Allowing the earth to do what it naturally knows how to do, which is transform and transmute, compost that energy, shifting it. Transforming it, transmuting it for all of us today. And with every inhale, breathing in the resource from the earth and from your connection to your soul. and to the infinite resource of your being that's all around you. And with every exhale, releasing what is no longer serving you and any energy that might not even be yours that you've empathically sponged up and or are processing for somebody else or processing for other people, processing for society, and releasing. And with that groundedness, I invite you to feel into what if you were this tiny little body in the center of an infinite being, an infinite resource that is far beyond the sensations of the body, that is a place where you are deeply in communication with your soul, connected in with divinity, held by divinity in this beautiful resource of your being, where all the intuition, awareness, perspective lives, where that deep knowing, deep faith in something greater than what is present right here and right now, that brings perspective that this is just one tiny little moment. And that no matter what happens, we get to really claim, occupy, and be in alignment. That beautiful infinite resource, alignment with our soul and alignment with divinity. And through this alignment, allowing it to live through us, move us, guide us to where exactly we need to be. We're guided to be. In each and every moment. Where we need to be to show up as the biggest contribution that we can be. You would not be on this call if you weren't stirring in that longing to be a contribution. I don't feel like that would be true. So feeling into the place in you, that longing in you that wants to be the biggest contribution you can be. Feeling that infinite resource far beyond the edges of this little body. And if you were in total communion, body, being, soul, and spirit, what would you know right now? What would come into consciousness? What would you know about this moment right here and now in the USA? What's going on with the election, with COVID, with the deep-seated racism that this country was built on? Who are you beyond the splits and divides? That this system, these systems and structures are designed to create in you. And who are we all beyond the systems and structures of patriarchy, colonization, white supremacy? Capitalism. Who are we all beyond the power dynamics, the split, the either or thinking, the trauma brains? Feeling the place in you, in the body, feeling if you can feel anywhere, scanning the body, where is a place in you that exists beyond all of that? That exists beyond those systems and structures? Those divisions and segregations? I invite you to feel that, scan that, and breathe into that, bringing spaciousness, awareness, activating that place in you and allowing it to inform the places that are beside it and expanding it out, activating the divinity in every single cell and particle of your body and of your being. All that surrounds you, extending it out through all times, spaces, dimensions, and universes. And activate change and generate healing immediately. And with this groundedness and expansion, I invite you to just move and wiggle your toes and fingers and just move your body. Feel what it feels like, scanning the body as you move and just sort of feeling what may have been awakened, what may have clenched down more. Just feeling, there's nothing wrong with any of the sensations. Allowing yourself to feel if anything has changed. I'm going to hand it over to Gabrielle here.
Thank you all. Thank you, Chloe. And as you're kind of coming back into yourself, feel free notes in your chat. In the chat box for what you might be aware of. So any awarenesses that are percolating, sensations, just feel free to put them in there. It's a nice way to acknowledge yourself. I'm wanting to attend to the longing. Like, so what's inside of the pain, the fear, the excitement, right now I feel like there's a lot of like stirring. Right. And so what's deep inside of that? So if each of us really is an expression of our soul speak, and these sensations are an expression of our soul speak, and that soul is communicating through these powerful sensations of the body, what is the communication? What are you longing for? So part of me wants to feel that together, like what's in there? So find, if you can, locate into the part of your body in resonance that may be holding a charge right now of some sort. And I consider a charge to even be like sometimes a dissociation. That can be a charge where we split, we get numb. Any charge. So feel what you might be. Notice where your sensations are the loudest. Now let's begin by releasing the injury recall. Oh, thank you for sharing. I'm glad that people are sharing. Thank you. Yeah. Let's begin by releasing injury recall. I was recognizing that each of us probably walks with a fair amount of our own trauma, and then there's societal trauma, and then there's intergenerational and even horizontal traumas, traumas in all kinds of ways. And that, you know, indications of trauma can be some of the symptoms that we see, like we're clenching or grinding our teeth or not sleeping, or there's pain in some hijacked part of the body, or we're depressed or anxious, or there's a lot of indicator lights for trauma. But I'm thinking that there's probably a fair amount of trauma activated as we approach this moment and what this moment means in time. And COVID has stirred up a lot of that trauma undercurrent anyway. So I was feeling like I want to release the injury recall and keep attending to our sensational form, and to feel what, how, or if that longing inside of the sensations begins to really arrive for us, so that we can hear you, because inside of that longing is why you're here and what you're willing to use your primal brain for, what you're willing to step in and catalyze and be a part of, be that soft or loud or anything in between. I'm really like, I'm gonna let you keep posting, and I'm okay if people are reading and listening and reading and listening. And let's release injury recall. So injury recall is the pattern of the body to have a new stimulus vibrate awake, stimulate awake old pain, old injuries, old traumas. And some of those are ours, and some of those are our ancestors, you know, that we live in their stories. Because inside that ancestral code is everything, every story that's ever gone before who we are and now. So like we get strummed awake sometimes, and it's hard sometimes to listen between the difference between something that's just a loud moment because all the injuries are stirred up together, and something that might actually be that inner soul voice attempting to really communicate with us, right? And so I'd like to release injury recall first. So it's an invitation to actually feel. Sometimes it actually feels more painful afterwards because we feel what's ours. And sometimes when we release injury recall, there's a freedom, and then we can get the aha. We can feel the intuition coming. But let's start with releasing the injury recall. Let's command the light of consciousness in this electorial moment, you know, and all that's built up to this and all that's happening and all the stimulus and all the things that have been going on and all that's ours and all that's not just ours. So let's release the injury recall, physical, mental, on every plane, physical in the body, mental in our mind, beliefs, emotional, the way we feel, spiritual, our ideologies of what spirit means to us, energetic, the energy we're in. Energy itself has memory. Genetic, these encodings, right? So let's release injury recall so we can find present time. Physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, genetic, energetic, past, present, and future. And activate change is just a language we use to really activate, awaken your awareness of where change is possible. What is change? What is always changing? Generate healing, promote healing. Healing is natural. So promoting healing just means to get out of its way. You know, the earth will climb up through the pavement. So we're going to get out of the way of the healing that's already happening. It's happening anyway. And we're really going to do that now immediately. So the words are strong on purpose for those of you who don't know us. And we're going to command the light of consciousness. We're going to command the consciousness within each of us to find the vibrational source required in order to release the injury recall so that we know what to do right now, so that we can find present time, 2020 today, and feel what is stirring inside that I need to listen to. What are the actions I need to take? Are they now? Are they tomorrow? Who am I in relation to the world? What's going on in the world in relation to this moment? Who are you? So releasing injury recall gets us in. Releasing injury recall, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, genetic, and energetic, past, present, and future. Every single thing has an energy. And when we clear those energies, the body changes its pattern. So releasing injury recall, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, genetic, past, present, and future. Because we already make decisions about the future. So many of us have already made decisions. The fatalities of the future, the fears of the future. you know, something bad happens and we predict the future. So all the things we think we know and all that we don't know and everything we're trying to control and all that we can't control and everything that would suggest that this one moment in time, this election, has the power to make or break you. So all the ways in which you've ever had a moment in time that was so big, whether it was a child as a parent, whether it was a situation that happened, a trauma, whether it was 911 that happened for some of us, whether it was like COVID, getting sick, whether it was whatever it was, a bullying, a trauma, an intensity, a victimization or rape, it could have been something or anything in your consciousness that in that moment sideswiped you so hugely because you were so much at risk that you almost couldn't survive that. And every way in which this election becomes that next moment to come where I won't be able to survive this. I won't be able to survive this as patterned into the conditions of who we are. And therefore wreaking havoc on our ability to stay vibrant, awake, present, and able-bodied where we can be. Those of us who have the able-bodied privilege to use our physical forms to take actions, right? So let's clear injury call again, acknowledging the injury related to the future and the fear of the future and the fear of what the other, the hierarchy, can do to those of us. And all of the ways in which that preconditioned fear that we can get annihilated, and all that's true, we can. People do kill each other. We know this. And everything that confuses us and blocks us from feeling the potency and agency of our own safety when we have it, if we have it. And activate change and generate healing immediately. What does it take to ride through this moment and to have your conviction for what you are longing for stronger than any next outcome, but to be part of what you're going to keep going towards, no matter what, as part of your mission and purpose here for as long as you live this breath of a life to listen and follow? So what does it take to know that, to feel that, to know that, yes, we can be stopped, thwarted, we can be knocked off course, and yet... What does it take? Because many of us right this moment aren't. We're here. We're ready, right? So let's clear any and all ways in which we've already preconditioned ourselves to be knocked off course, to be taken down, where we've already felt bullied, where we have been bullied, we have been violated, where we have experienced the sexism and the racism, maybe in our own bodies, maybe in our families, where we know it's possible, and where that violence is louder than our deep divine spirit and essence for love. For the potency of love, that's not a human love. It's a divine love to exalt ourselves so that we don't lose faith in humanity, that we remember that there's enough of us that care deeply about one another and that we can bridge those gaps and bring together people across all of the worlds to show up together for change and for the dismantling of this oppression that lives first inside each and every one of us, so much inside each and every one of us. And for some of us lives really in our outside world every single minute of our lives. So let's command the light of consciousness to release the injury recalls that block us from knowing where we are, who we are, and how to use our agency and our strength and our potency for change where it's required to show up for that longing and to do something with it. Energetically, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, and to uphold our ancestors and all the ways in which they fought for our lives and every way in which any one of my white ancestors believed in racism because they tried to make a life for me and all the ways in which I can say thank you and I don't need that anymore. I don't need to uphold that structure just because you survived because of it. I don't need to do that. So any and all ways in which you also are one of those who has that white body, whose family may have needed to believe in racism in order to survive. If it's no longer required, are you willing to clear it? Woo! And activate change and generate healing and immediately. And to restore our love of one another and to restore our ability to see beyond the structures that we bought into, that we still buy into, that we still believe are required, that may even be required sometimes. And all of the ways in which, you know, the goal cannot be just to fix it today and rescue ourselves. It has to be to get on a mission that is a continuous, progressive, long-standing mission towards change that can find more and more and more and more of us ready to make these changes in the systems and structures and all of who we exist as. And primarily to get inside the internalized oppression. How many of us hate ourselves sometimes? How many of you still feel shame for being who you are? Who just wake up feeling ashamed for having a body? How many of you feel guilty for things you didn't even fucking do? How many of us, I have that, you know? How many of us feel guilty for the things we did do? And how many of us want to be derailed because we don't think we deserve the power that we own? And how many of us white people have that? And how many of us are living that? And what does it take to say, no way, I'm not going to get distracted by that. If I owe repairs, if I need to repent, if I need to do my work, I will. So what does it take now to take a stand in this moment, no matter what happens with this election, to say, yes, I will do what's required to bring the balance back into society. And if I am participating, and if my ancestors and my life and my whiteness contributes to the injury of people of color, of Black people, of queer people, of trans people, of anyone, I am willing to do my work to repair. And it doesn't have to happen tomorrow. We don't fix it overnight. It's a lifelong of work. And it isn't to just keep giving. It's like some of us think I need to just give it all away. For me, it's like, I'm not going to have any extra pennies in my bank account. That's what I did forever. I'm not going to have them there. Because if I have them there, some part of me knew that money was the beginning of this whole thing. Ownership, right? So I don't think I want it. And is that helping anybody that now I don't have the means to use wealth behind me to actually change these systems? It doesn't really work. It doesn't work. Making myself sick doesn't actually help other people who need me. Dying, falling off the planet on behalf of the people of color, it doesn't help them. It's not going to work. Me getting myself injured and upset over things that are happening. And actually the thing we were talking about the other day is like one of the things I'm good at, like let me empathically feel all the pain for all the people in power who don't want to feel it. And let's clear any and all ways. Those of us who are sensitive and empathic are actually absorbing all the pain for the people who are making the decisions to consciously and deliberately kill others and annihilate them and take their lives and injure them and betray them and marginalize them. And all the ways in which nice, kind, sensitive people decide it's our job to soak up the pain thinking that's going to help. And any way in which it's actually not our pain. So we need to give it back where it belongs. And any and all ways in which we have taken on the role empathically to make it easier for people in power to thrive in what they do. And let's clear any and all ways in which we've done that, are doing that, would do that, and actually put it all in the right place, right? It's like, no, thank you. I don't need to do that anymore. That's not required for me to feel that level of pain. I used to feel sorry for that abusive man. I had that abusive man in my home, and I felt sorry for him. He was abusing me, and I felt sorry for him. And I lived with him because I felt sorry for him. That is just weird. It's so normal. But it's like the part of me that was like, wait, no, I feel bad for you. You lost your humanity. I want to hold that for you. I'm going to feel the shame and upset and guilt you should be feeling, because I'm going to feel it, because maybe it's hopeful that if I can feel it, you'll wake up. Well, it doesn't work that way. I feel it and they don't have to. He didn't wake up. He didn't wake up. That's not what happened, right? So let's clear it. I don't know. Maybe he's awoke now. I don't know. But he didn't then. So any and all ways in which we think that somehow it's our job to drink in and suffer that way because we think we're helping, because we want to save and rescue. And all the ways in which saving and rescuing like that is just not going to work. So let's command our bodies and beings to release all the shit that's not ours. And to let it be out there. Let God divine figure out where it belongs. It's not mine to control, right? Controlling it doesn't, I can't heal it if it's not mine. They can't heal it if it's not mine. If I have all the pain and other people don't feel it, what's that going to do? We've left all that pain that I think I have a lot. Look at what's happening to the people of color on this earth. I let them have it all. I don't want to do, I'd rather share that pain of people who are truly being victimized and hold it with them so I can figure out how to take actions that are required. So all the upside down things we're doing to try to heal this world that may not be required, let's clear all that if you want. You don't have to. You don't have to listen to me. And I command the light of consciousness to liberate all of us from existing in any unconscious ways that would contribute to oppressive dynamics, racist dynamics, and structures and systems inside of ourselves that keep us lost, confused, controlled, sad, anxious, and depressed, and out of our power. And what does it take to actually want that power back? And to trust ourselves that we will make mistakes, but we also have the agency to do the repair work. And so many of us are terrified of making mistakes. The people who are really hurting people aren't that afraid of hurting people. They're just doing it. Those of us who are terrified of hurting someone so we don't take any actions are probably less likely to cause that kind of damage. And yes, we hurt people. We do that to each other. It happens. We betray. We need to align our intentions with our instinct and find a way to get that instinctual vibe liberated from a primal directive that keeps us upholding patriarchy, white supremacy, racism, abuse, violation, sexism, misogyny, all of it, and activate change and generate healing immediately. And no matter what happens in this election today, we need to do that. We're not going to get saved if Biden's elected. It's not going to finish it. The story's not over. We still need to do that. We still get to do that. I get to do that. I have agency right here that I can do that. And for all the people that can't, I'm willing. So let's clear any and all ways in which we've been confused about what it means to have our power and what we'll do with it. And all the guilt and shame that we've been feeling that has prevented us from actually taking action. And all the immobilization that comes with believing that we either have to figure it out first, perfect it first. These are the indoctrinations and the brainwashing that says, do it right or you can't do it. Figure it out, perfect it, get it all down, make it happen. And do it all in the perfect sequence. Because if you screw it up a little bit, you failed. Well, all of that's actually not going to work. And so activate change and generate healing. Immediately. And now let's feel what's going on in you. So go ahead and go back and return to the inside of who you are. Where does the internalized oppression live? Where does the oppressor live? How many of you are like me and I'm actually my own oppressor, my own vibrational pattern. I'm taking myself down. I don't need anyone else to do it, but I do it a good enough job right here. How many of us are doing that over and over? And what does it feel like to be in there? And what's the longing inside of that? Because I know the reason I did that is because I really, really believe in humanity. And because it is so painful to feel how out of control it can get. Because some part of me distorted that if I could figure it out and perfect it first, it meant there was hope for society. Right? So I knew. So I'm going to restore my hope for society. My hope for humanity, away from my need to hurt myself for that. And see what happens if I liberate my hope. What happens if we don't need to injure ourselves for it? And let's clear any ways in which we think we need to actually fix it internally first before we get to actually show up for it externally, like somehow that's the answer, and activate change and generate healing. Immediately. And I make sounds. It's not hurting me to make sounds. I make sounds so I don't puddle things in. I don't know how many of you puddle, but when I clear something, I tend to puddle it, and then it just feels like a whole lot of heaviness. So my shaking and my using my body is why. Feel free to do what you want. You know, feel the shivers, feel the aliveness, shake it off if you want to. Do what you need to do or not. You don't have to do it my way. But that's why you hear that, because for me what's happened is if I can let my cells and particles feel it and wake up and shake it through, I actually can get a little bit more unstuck with what I'm saying. And so, thank you. So on this election day, on this monumental day, on this moment in time, on all the moments to come, in every single moment, what does it take to really feel for that soul speak and to listen for the days that say to you, reset, shut off the news, go to bed, don't listen, because you can. And if you can, sometimes you need to. And the other days that say, no way, I'm showing up. I'm getting out there. I'm putting my feet on the street. People are driving out, going to North Carolina and Georgia and stepping out of the poll booths and the like, doing the work they need to do. You know, people are showing up on the front lines all over the place. So let's take a moment of love, send a blast of protection and love to everybody out on the front lines. And let's also send the protection and love and the pathways to all the people of color and all the poor people and all the people that can't find their ways to put their votes in. And let's illuminate pathways that people can get their votes and their voices in there, and that those who need to help them can show up in just the right places and make it happen, and that we actually can restore our society and that we can listen to the people and activate change and generate healing. I see some chat. I don't know, Cliff, if there's anything in the chats to name.